Blog Talk Radio.
Hello once again. This is Genevieve. Welcome to Genevieve's Gems. And how are you today? A belated happy Thanksgiving to all. And I trust that your Thanksgiving weekend was wonderful. Just wish for safe travels as many of you, some of you are probably journeying back home. And it was quite a weekend, I have to say. It's quiet, enjoyed dinner with my spouse. It was a quiet dinner and I ate a lot. As I'm pretty sure many of us have. But I'm just thankful for the whole thing, and I truly enjoyed it. And I hope that you enjoyed your weekend. This is the final part of the series, Be Thankful. And I'd like to pose a question to you, maybe a couple of questions. What are you thankful for is one. And are you thankful for this weekend? I mentioned in an earlier lesson that we should be thankful for everything. We should be thankful for all things. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God Christ Jesus in you. The first story I like to concentrate on, give thanks in all circumstances. Okay, maybe for some of you, your Thanksgiving wasn't. Well, maybe someone that was you expected there wasn't there. Maybe some of you lost loved ones. And I know missing a loved one during this time can be tough, but God can help and God can see you through this. I know a couple people who lost family members during this time. And one of the things about Thanksgiving is getting together with family. I remember growing up, it was wonderful, since we have the family, my family, or sometimes we go out or sometimes we be invited. Now giving thanks, okay, maybe your Thanksgiving weekend didn't turn out so great. Maybe you burnt the turkey. Maybe the pie that you tried to make didn't turn out so well. Maybe somebody got sick and you couldn't go out to Thanksgiving. But there's a lot to be thankful for. To the Christian, be thankful that God has saved you. Be thankful for those of you who are healthy. Be thankful that for your family members. Be thankful for the people in your circle that love you and care for you. Okay, all circumstances, may not be so great, but once you give things over to God, He can handle it. God can handle all the difficulties. He can handle all that. And I may also mention earlier that Thanksgiving is a 365-day-a-year thing. It's not just one specific day. It should be every day. We should be thankful to God every day of our lives. I'm thankful for many things. And you should be too. You should be thankful for all things. I think it's Jesus when he prayed for his disciples. And he was thankful that God had given them to him. Now, it didn't mean that everything turned up roses. You know, there were struggles. There was difficult times. I often refer to the apostles as a motley crew because they were stumbling and mumbling, but yet Jesus prayed for them, and he was thankful that God had given them to him. See, one thing about God is he knows each one of us. You know, he knows our strengths. He knows what we struggle with. And he knows that he can help us during those times. I know when we pray the Lord's Prayer, we give thanks to God for our daily bread, you know, for our food, for our lodgings, for our, you know, for our jobs, you know, for our families, friends. You know, those are things to be thankful for. Also, during this week, in the trans community, we celebrate Transgender Day of Remembrance. That's the day on 20th of November every year, so they set aside to give homage to those who were lost through violence. This year, 32 reported people who were reported killed. There are many more. But I encourage, I would encourage those that are family and friends to just be thankful that you had the opportunity to be with the deceased. You know, be thankful that you saw them blossom. You saw them become who they really are. I've lost people that I care for and dearly love, but I'm just thankful that they were a part of my life. I'm just thankful that the God that brought them to me, or vice versa. And we, I pray that we enriched each other. God knows, like I mentioned earlier, God knows what we need. Maybe I needed something. Maybe it's something that God was trying to teach me through them, and vice versa. So I'm thankful to God for them. Yes, I'm sad that they're not here anymore, but I'm thankful to God nevertheless that they were a part of my life. See, being thankful can transcend a lot of some difficult times. One thing I'm thankful to God that I'm alive. I've had some heart conditions, some health conditions, but I'm just thankful that God was with me during those times. And another Thanksgiving has come and went, come and gone. But as I mentioned earlier, we should be thankful every day for all things. One aspect of our lives is showing thankfulness and gratitude soon. We should be grateful for all things, give thanks for all things. We may not have all the things that we like. We may not be where we want to be, but looking back, we changed. This is how we go into, you know, as we go into Advent, this is a time I use for time for reflection. And this is also a time where I reflect on where I am now, and where, you know, what has happened in my life. I think about people who were here this time last year that are no longer here. But I'm thankful that they, you know, those that I know are part of my life. I'm just thankful for them. I'm just thankful for all the things that has that God has provided. And I'm thankful for you for being part of my life. And we should always give God the glory in our lives. You know, being thankful is, you know, just being grateful. You know, some of you have probably gone through some battles, some real battles. But you've gotten through them. God has brought you through. And God will continue to do that. You know, when pray, give thanks. We're saying give thanks to God. Paul did this regularly. The Apostle Paul did this regularly. When I read his epistles, he always said, I give thanks to God. Because Paul knew what God brought him, you know, what God had brought him through. David, King David always gave thanks to God. Because he was in some tight situation, he was in some rough situation, but he always gave thanks to God. That's why he was called a man after God's own heart. And Jesus always gave thanks to his Father. And these are many examples of people who gave thanks to God, the one who provided for them. And as we enter into the Advent season, you know, go in with a thankful heart. You know, be thankful. Appreciate what God has done. Appreciate those around you. You know, your friends, you know, the people of God have put in your circle. Be appreciative of that. You know, I always say, cherish every moment that you're in. Because the next thing you know, the moment will be gone. No, don't get caught up in a lot of the drama. Just cherish every moment. As you cherish every moment, it'll come a part of you. And this is Genevieve. Genevieve's Gems, and I just hope this episode has helped someone. I just pray that you be thankful. We're all thankful for everything. And I look forward to getting together to you once again in our next episode. Thank you, and God bless you.